This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm going to blitz through a ton of news in the next segment and clips that are absolutely central to the future of humanity. That's not an overstatement. It's absolutely true. The Mark of the Beast is now here. We can easily stop it, and we rally against it. We actually have massive opposition taking place. And we're going to hit it all coming up. So please stay with us for that. Huge war news on the Russia front. And massive domestic news. Big article on InfoWars that's key. We have to admit this if we're going to reverse it. The U.S. has lost its first world status. And we have to admit the bad things that are happening if we're going to reverse them. It's like if you're 100 pounds overweight. I'm only like 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight. You got to admit, hey, I'm going to have a heart attack or, you know, get diabetes if I keep this going. It's the same thing. And we just have to do this. And I can keep my chin up, and I'm actually very satisfied. I'm not a prideful person. I'm satisfied in the job we've done. Quite frankly, I'm amazed. But I've seen how far we've come together, and I just know our greatest work is yet to come. And but I know it's all in God's plan. It's all in God's plan. And I'm going to have to, you know, really make some big decisions here soon. You're going to have to make some big decisions whether to keep this show on the air. Another big way to support the broadcast is you get Stephen Crowder's investigative unit, his show, the Hodge Twins, all the other great comedy shows they've got, and you get my once-a-week show. We're going to be expanding there. Please go to JonesCrowder.com, get a free month when you sign up there. Here's a promo for it. We're going to do a deep dive, not in my words, but in RFK Jr.'s words, on what he really stands for and who he really is.
This is treason, and we need to start treating them now as traitors.
Do I think the Koch brothers should be prosecuted for reckless endangerment? Absolutely. That's a criminal offense.
I've got major, major, major concerns about RFK Jr.
We should be proud in our state that we've gotten somebody of the quality and the timber and the character of Hillary Clinton.
No, I'm solidly for Hillary. I think Hillary is going to be a very, very good president.
Maybe he's just a chameleon, but I'm sick of chameleons.
I think vaccines should be subject to the same level of rigorous testing as other medications.
So we now have an open border here. There are people being drawn here. They're being abused.
And your treatment are two things that are bound to kill you. Ventilators and remdesivir.
Anecdotally, it appears that almost every one of these shooters were on SRIs or some other psychiatric drug.
And Tony Fauci knew that remdesivir would kill you.
He says that to conservative audiences, but then doesn't say that when he's on big national shows.
You can go into your car and borrow the stored electricity in your car. So we need to build a smart grid.
We always hear America's racist and evil, but then everybody from the rest of the world wants to move here. There's a larger globalist plan to discredit America because the idea of America is antithetical to the new world order of the globalists. So I started wanting to play on air some of the mass murders and massacres and what goes on in countries outside America. And there's just thousands of clips, and the crime statistics are insane.
This is one of the thousands of unregulated, unmonitored mines in the DRC. It's crawling with children, working like modern-day slaves.
I'm not out to get the Jews. I'm not out to get my neighbor. But if my neighbor wanted money out of my wallet every month, I'd probably start disliking him. I'm tired of one-way streets. Yeah, you're going to bless me with a million refugees from Gaza? You can take your Ilhan Omars, Benjamin Netanyahu, and shove them up your ass. I have rights. I exist. I'm just as valuable as a Muslim or a Jew. The Muslims, on average, are saying they're allowed to rape and murder Jews and that they're not humans and keep their women as sex slaves. And that Israel wants to ship these people here. So the Ayatollah Khomeini can also crawl up Netanyahu's ass, and we'll have it for Duncan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, November 10th.
I've been shadow banned. I've been called a liar. I've been silenced on virtually every platform created by man. My life has been threatened repeatedly. They've tried to destroy me, but I've survived. And that's why I'm joining Mug Club.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Caught the judge in New York persecuting Trump with his pants down, both literally and figuratively. That's coming up. She'll pop in next hour. I intend to give the phone number out to cover the news and the issues that we've broken down here so far and to get your take on it. But wow, Steve Bannon said something. By the way, Roger Stone's on the fourth hour. With Joel Gilbert. I think that's some big breaking news there. But Steve Bannon said something a few weeks ago that I meant to air. I never aired it. But he basically said, when you're around your friends, your family, your neighbors, strangers, you name it, and you're a populist, you're a conservative, you're somebody that's opposed the New World Order and opposed Biden, you should let them know, hey, I was right, and you should listen to me, and we're in a lot of trouble. Don't just wait till Thanksgiving or Christmas comes up. You need to activate. And I'm telling you, you've already seen how scared the globalists are in the last 3 years since they stole the election. When people go to school board meetings and people go to county commission meetings and those videos go viral of people getting in their face and retired military and cops and everybody up there speaking about and homekeepers, homemakers. Just everybody, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. We're the majority, and people are really waking up right now. I'm not putting a pretty face on this. Things are bad, but the awakening is insane. It's huge. And that's why they're coming down on everybody like a ton of bricks, folks, because they're losing. And the end of their global debt bubble is here. They need to get rid of the yen and the yuan and the euro and the dollar. They've all been racing to the Trilateral Commission that was set up in the 70s by Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, that would coordinate the central banks. And that's why whether you're in Japan or whether you're in China or whether you're in Europe or whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in the U.S., they made the decision to incrementally, but it accelerates, and now it's at warp speed, print unlimited money, but they give it to the central banks and the big companies in BlackRock first. They buy up real assets, infrastructure, intellectual property, land, farming, energy, education, media, information warfare, and then they hand you the inflation afterwards and the national debt. Joe Biden, after 1 year in office, produced 25% of the money supply in U.S. history in 240 years. Since then, look it up, Joe Biden and his controllers, the Private Federal Reserve, have created 70%. It's like 69 last time I checked a month ago, so I would imagine it's 70 now. 69% of the money issued in U.S. history has been issued in the last 3 years. Let me say that again. Up upwards of 70% of the money supply ever created in U.S. history has been created in less than 3 years. Argentina was once more wealthy than us until they did this. Venezuela was as wealthy. People look at Latin America and they say, why can't they get their act together? Big multinational banks came in, the IMF, the World Bank, made deals with their politicians who bought giant Swiss chateaus to artificially put them into debt and set them on a course for economic ruin and 50% unemployment. And that's what the EU countries are doing. It's what we're doing. It's a plan. It's hard for them to hold us down and run the cities into the ground, to ship the fentanyl in and defund the police and fund all this burn down the city garbage. And, oh, we're not going to prosecute people that steal less than $5,000. So, oh, I can go in and just rob all the stores and the restaurants and walk out and not pay for food. And homeless can sleep wherever they want. I went to L.A. Skid Row like 4 years ago, put a report out. We got to re-air it. And it was something I couldn't even imagine. You could walk for 30 minutes in any direction around the police station. That's where it's all epicentered. But then there's shanty towns all over the place, all over the country now, all over California. Anywhere you drive, you see shanty towns in the hills, the underpasses. And people were doing that fentanyl thing where they stand there but are hung over with their head to the ground. And you'd see what looked like 18-year-old women with huge black circles around their eyes. They're saying, you know, for prostitution with drool running down their face. And then big new Escalades and the pimps and the drug dealers. And I had an off-duty L.A. cop with us that was our security. And he said, yeah, we're not allowed to go in here and bust them. We'll be fired if we do. And the people just throw the food and chicken bones out in the street. There's maggots everywhere, piles of feces. And then all these disabled people in wheelchairs and they're, you know, paralyzed from the stomach down, and they're trying to live there. And then coming out of a tent, I turn around and I see this. I could tell it was Indian or Hispanic or what he was, but he had gray skin and he was wearing a skirt and he had a bra on. And there was another transvestite behind him, and he looked like a skeleton, and he had rot holes all in his arms. You could see veins and rot holes in his stomach, and you could see his spine. Probably weighed 75 pounds, 80 pounds. And he had, like, one tooth and slobber coming out. And they're like, ooh, look out. And I turn around, and he's like, yeah, yes. He said, you know, I'll perform fellatio on you. I'll suck your dick. And you can smell it. And I start vomiting. And then I just say, the shoot's over. And I start running. I actually met my match. I had a panic attack. Urine everywhere. Stench. Mites. Just trash everywhere. And the demonic look in that creature's eyes, which I'm sure is dead now, and the big fat tranny behind him with his penis hanging out. Because imagine they're like, hey, look out. So I'm sitting there interviewing some old man in a wheelchair. Well, how long have you been out here? I've been out here 5 years. It's terrible. But my girlfriend's in there. She's paralyzed too, but we don't use drugs, but it's hell out here. And I was like, look out. And you just go, oh, and you look. I only looked for like two. I was just like, what the hell is this? The stomach on the guy looked like melted gray candle wax. And I remember only like 2 seconds looked scanning it going. And I was like, this is more horrifying than any movie I've ever seen. Any horror. And the stench. And what was clearly semen all over his face. They just crawled out of a tent where this big fat man dressed as a woman had just had sex with a dying, reanimated corpse. Zombie sex. And that's what it said. It was like, as I turned, it was like, I'm not going to repeat it on air, but it was like, I'll suck your, and F-U-C-K me. As I'm turning in the stench, and it's like, that sucks like me. You didn't want to eat my brains. It was, it's the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's off limits to the police. And I began to run. I began to vomit. And it was embarrassing because I had the cop with me and my security. And I said, I need to pull over at a gas station. And I went in the bathroom and I started crying and throwing up again. For the sorrow for humanity. And I said, go to the liquor store. And I got a whole bottle of vodka. And I drank it in like 10 minutes and I passed out in the back of the car. We're so screwed, man. This is pure Satan, folks. Pure Satan. Pure. The smell of dead flesh. A literal skeleton with the skin dripping off of it. That some fat sex tourist...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GC GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attack years ago, we've been there many different skid rows many times, was because the government and the senior detective that's a listener and a great guy we've used when we're in California, he explained to me, no, all the major cities allow this to go on, and they allow the drug dealing, they allow the prostitution, and this isn't like some high-end prostitution thing where the woman is in control or whatever. This is all these young girls and then all these handicapped people, all these mentally ill people, and crap and feces everywhere, and just zombie-like people walking around on fentanyl, and with needle holes. Folks, we didn't get footage of that because we ran. I mean, they're like, "Where's Alex going?" I started running. I said, "We're done. We're out of here. I can't handle this." And now, like Steven Crowder, like a year later, came to Austin during the lockdowns. He wanted to go to a tour of all the giant homeless camps, and I started like having a flashback, and I'm not trying to be like a victim here. I'm just being honest. I started throwing up on camera, and I said, "I got to go. I can't do this. I can't go in the homeless camps." Because once you've smelled the smell of mites and what the smell they put off, because they defecate all over everything, and as I've been told by cops and people and paramedics, so that's the smell of mites. That smell that makes you sick, it makes us sick. It's all over them. They got mites all over them. And they drink your blood and then crap it out. I mean, you just, folks, you have no idea. And imagine, they charge the police with going and just overseeing this like they're a referee in these crazy towns. And then people attack the police. Well, the good people are quitting. And then who are you going to get that's going to be a cop? They're going to sit in their squad car. Because that's all they're allowed to do. You know, I said I'd take calls, but I don't know now if I'm going to have time with all the news I got to cover. And I'm not depressed here on air today, but I'm just being completely real with people that we're a cursed nation. And we're not a first world nation. We're not even a third world nation. We are a demonic nation. And can you guys get the... I forget the name of the song. It's "Are the Good Times Really Over" by Merle Haggard. "Stop going downhill like a snowball headed for hell." I can't find the exact title. Just Merle Haggard lyrics, "Snowball Headed for Hell." That'll give you the name of the song. I think it's "Are the Good Times Over" for sure. And, you know, I think it's we've been having too many good times. We've been ignoring evil around us. We've been ignoring problems around us. God knows I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. Could have been a better father. I was pretty good. I give myself a B-. Hell, compared to most dads, I was a good dad, but I wasn't. Because what's Hank Williams Jr. say? "My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. Most important thing is to know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, have a farm, take care of your children, protect your family, and stay out of the New World Order." And with the central bank digital currencies going in and the mark of the beast, folks, you're going to be sitting here in a couple years. You're not going to wait long now. When your money doesn't work anywhere but a couple of big Amazon stores, and they're going to gouge you, and most of the food on the shelves is going to be bug protein, you got to stand in line for 5 hours to go pay $200 for 2 ounces of red meat. That's their plan. They're going to take everything we got because we didn't stand up for ourselves. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And you hear those country songs back before the country fell. And you think, oh, that's just cheesy. But then you realize how real it is. I remember growing up with my family, weren't prideful people, but they were definitely proud of Texas. And they were definitely proud of how upright and good they were. And I thought everybody's like this. My family didn't lie. They didn't cheat. They didn't steal. They were tough. They were hardworking. You could believe them. That was my only handicap growing up, is I thought the rest of the world was like my family. And now I realize it's not. We were already rotten back then. And my family knew. I know the listeners of this show come from good families. Some of you are black. Some of you are white. Some of you are Hispanic, Asian, you name it. But you came from good families. And that's the only reason you tune in. It's the only reason you know what's going on, is because you're family. And you know, I've said we should double down and have children in the midst of all this evil and not give up. They want us to give up. But when we do have children in this fight, and we do put them in this world, it means we got to protect them and lead them safely to the light. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. For this whole world is blown asunder. Please remember that I really love you. That's another great song by the Highwaymen. And you listen to that music and that culture and the love and the depth and the soul and the reality of it, of a Little Richard or a Waylon Jennings, but you don't see that same spirit in the music of the culture now because it's all satanic. Now let's go out to break with Merle Haggard, and I'll come back into the central bank digital currencies and all the news. We're not going to take calls now. And then I'll just continue on with the news until the guest joins us. Go ahead. What's the song name? Okay, I was right.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was black when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam. Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and our good times really over. Coke was still cola, and a joint was a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl is still cooking, still.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra. the incredible fast acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over the good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty. Make a Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like this. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Yeah, back then they just wanted to have pride in things we made again. Now, can we even have cars? See how when you give up on quality, you give up on everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the world government and the cashless society control grid. Here's the Dutch EU Parliament member, Rob Roos, That's some very bad news to report to you. Here it is.
I just left the room where we had the negotiations about the digital identity, and I have bad news. The Member States and the European Parliament came to an agreement. It means that probably not far from now, the digital identity will be effect in the European Union. Right after this agreement, Commissioner Breton said, now we have the digital identity wallet, we have to put something in it. And what he meant was the digital euro, also known as the central bank digital currency. And this is a very bad development. They always promise us not to make this connection. And even a lot of experts, privacy experts and security experts, warned also last week this is a very bad idea for our privacy and our freedom. And still, this digital identity is pushed through. But it's not too late, because we still have to vote on this in the plenary. So what you can do, send your MEP from your member state an email and tell him or tell her that you are against this tool.
Now, some people, because I see the comments and I talk to folks on the street, I get the calls, they say, why do I care if Australia or Europe puts in a digital ID or communist China and a digital currency? Well, the IMF, the World Bank, Bill Gates, and the UN, run by China, look it up, have created the global standardized digital currency that tracks and controls and decides where you can spend your money and can devalue it at any time. And they admit it's the holy grail of total control over the public with the social credit score. It takes the tyranny we're under right now and makes it look like a cocktail party. And they're voting it through right now in the EU and saying, I played the clips, that once they have this in place, they're going to use it for social control immediately, which you've already seen with the debanking and the censorship and the surveillance. And they know everything you buy, everything you do. I mean, it's so fabulously horrible that there's not even words to describe this. And it's all bringing the old currencies to an end. And look, I see the numbers all the time put up by the Federal Reserve. And time flies. I said in the first year, Biden devalued the currency 30-something percent. It varies on the month. And that it was up to 70%. And see, I hadn't looked at this in a while. I guess I had the numbers wrong. The crew pulled it up. It's mainstream news. 80% of U.S. dollars were printed in the last 2 years. How do we know that, and what does it mean? But if you average together the digital currency issuance, it's still around 70. The point is, this is devastating inflation. And the globalists hide it because they get the money. They use it to buy infrastructure and very expensive systems, but it still passes on to the public. So it's a big deal. So when you think I'm up there going, oh, upwards of 70% of the dollars have just been made in the last few years, I'm sorry, it's 80%. Now here's Tony Blair. Tony Blair says people need digital IDs to prove disease status in future. So again, and the UN admits this, the entire COVID attack was about UN treaties and about global digital IDs. That's the foundation of this system. So here's Tony Blair.
You can create a digital ID today that is much more easily protected, so you can deal with a lot of the privacy and surveillance issues that worry people. But it's a natural evolution of the way that we're going to use technology in any event to transact daily life. And this COVID crisis gives an additional reason for doing that. Because, look, I could be wrong about this, but when I look at, for example, how you restart some businesses, how you restart international travel, I think people's disease status, for example, have they been tested? What is the result of that test? And have they had the disease? Do they have the disease? I think unless you're able to record some of this data in a way that people can use, it's going to be difficult to go back to anything like a near normal in things like transport. So if you're going to start international travel again, how do you do that unless people can be easily tested and have some record of that test?
Let's move on to the other pieces of the puzzle. They're not just going to ban your beef and things and make you get bugs. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Sweden, they're changing the zoning rules and saying if you want a new zoning permit, the last few years in Austin, you just have one parking space for a house. Now, no parking spaces. I meant to cover that Monday. It was a big headline in local news. Oh, City of Austin bans new houses having parking spaces. And then I've got clips right here. This I got Scotland, I got Ireland, I got California announcing it. End of private car ownership. And they say it right there. Meanwhile, in Israel, woman arrested and put in jail over social media post saying she supports Palestine. I'm going to criticize what Israel's doing is totalitarian and what the Muslims are doing is totalitarian. Point is that this stuff is spreading everywhere. Here's another one. WEF Young Global Leader Ida Aukin, agenda coordinator. Why would you want to own a cell phone if you can just lease it? Oh, somebody else owns your data. If you lease, why shouldn't you lease your refrigerator or your washing machine or your dishwasher? Why would you want to own it? So it'll all be based on your social credit score. You'll have no money, but don't worry. They'll let you have the good if you behave the way they want for now. And they get up there like Lex Luthor supervillains, wish they were, and say, the next thing we're going to cut off is the water. Water shouldn't be inexpensive. We're going to make it expensive. And if you're against it, like the Spanish leader of the party set to win elections that the Socialist Party tried to outlaw, you get shot in the face. This just happened yesterday. Spain's right-wing party, Vox co-founder, shot in the face on the way to protest Socialist plan to take over government. I guess that's easier than indicting the guy who's set to win the runoff election, who's a patriot in Argentina. All backed by the biggest banks, all backed by the most powerful individuals, all backed by the most powerful corporations, coming down on us with both feet. Now, I've got the military news, particularly in the Ukraine war, coming up next segment. And then we've got the New York kangaroo judge. I mean, this is the biggest farce ever. He's already found Trump guilty. There's no jury. And he just has testimony. He sits there like Salacious Crumb meets the Crypt Keeper, giggling and smiling while his wife runs around saying she can't wait to put Trump in jail. While they gag Trump, though. I mean, it's just these people, they have no self-awareness. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's the July with
everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's Friday, November 10, 2023. We are deep inside the New World Order now. And as the tyranny gets worse and worse, freedom and those that have promoted freedom are going to be like lights in darkness. We're going to blaze even brighter long after we're shoveled into our graves. But everything we do before they take out our leadership, yours truly as well, we'll shine forward into the future. So work I do today will translate into the future. So I will stay at my post. I will go down with the ship. But I've also got to decide at the moment I know that's actually happened, and we're approaching that moment. That's why it's so easy with this audience who I cannot stand having to come to and beg. Because I know the economy's in depression. I know things are terrible. Our audience has grown back much of where it was when we got taken off everything 5 years ago. But every other media outlet, including corporate media, is collapsing. Independent media is in deep trouble because we're in a depression. And there's a glut of other voices out there. But what we cover is the central issues that have been proven the most accurate. That's why before I hit this news, I need you to make the decision. And people know I'm not playing games here. Are you going to go get the fundraiser book, The Great Awakening, at InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy? That's the fundraiser. I need to raise a couple million dollars. It's historic. You'll get a signed copy. You'll know you're part of the fight. Are you going to get Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 out there at 40% off, to keep the operation on air? Are you going to get the InfoWars Platinum, the HGH Max Boost, the 1776 Testosterone Boost? That fund's free speech, and I actually did some of the funds because I paid out of the last money I had to buy that product, the PainMD. These are great products, and they work. They do amazing things. Everybody needs Hello Silver. We've got the highest quality, 30 parts per million silver bullet. We don't make a lot of money off of it, but it's there. It funds the operation. Get that. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, another thing I was right about, and again, it's not about saying I'm right. It's about I'm dialed in. I study this. It's all I do. I used to have dreams about other stuff. I just dream about fighting the globalists now. And I eat, drink, sleep this stuff. And I said, I think Russia is going to go in late February 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago. And I even had Russian media on a week before they invaded. And I'm like, I don't believe you. You are massing troops. Because I don't just go with what the Israelis say or the Russians say or the U.S. government says. They're governments. They're bureaucracies. You can love America but hate the government. You can love Israel but not like what's happening over there. You can be for the Arabs and Muslims but not support Hamas killing people. And as soon as Russia went in, it was a NATO trap. And NATO put hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons and training in, and U.S. troops have been there advising people. 9 years ago, when the West, Soros was bragging about it on CNN with Reed Zakaria, $5 billion he got to overthrow the government and then start attacking the Russian borders to get the Russians to come in. And the Russians took the bait. They came in. They lost hundreds of thousands of troops. But if anything, the Russians will fight. Hell, the Germans killed 26 million of them. But they say in Dr. Strangelove, where Arthur C. Scott says, hell, them Nazis killed 27 million of them. They didn't give up. We're going to just nuke them and kill them all. Guys, pull up the clip. Dr. Strangelove, look how many of them Nazis killed. They still didn't give up. That's the quote, which was a movie about real stuff that happened 2 years before when Curtis LeMay, who's General Jack T. Ripper, and L.L. Lemnitzer, who's George C. Scott, went to Kennedy and said, we want to go ahead and just blow up U.S. military bases and shoot up people at movie theaters and blame it on the Cubans so we can start nuclear war with the Russians. And Kennedy said, you know what? Your asses are fired. And they said, you know what? You're fired. How's your head doing? All right, Mr. President, we got to go ahead and nuke them. The Russians are never going to give up. They're going to go, absolutely ain't. We got to go ahead and just kill them all. I mean, look how many of those Nazis killed. They didn't give up. The number is 25, 27 million killed. And then people are like, oh, the Russians are going to give up. We killed 200,000 of them. And certainly they've gotten weak like we have. They're not as hard as they were before. But they're still harder than the people they're fighting. And so Russia has won. And Putin always said, I just want this demilitarized zone where our pipelines and infrastructure is, Crimea, the south, up to the east on our border. And he said, we're setting it up for a trap. We're going to move in, build our defenses, and just let NATO hit us. And then we're going to destroy NATO's troops. And Putin has won. Zelensky has lost. And now the stories about Zelensky being a cokehead, the stories about Zelensky stealing money are all over the news. And now the Pentagon announced, we're going to start cutting way back the amount of weapons you get. And Zelensky goes on TV. I thought it was a joke when I saw it 3 days ago. It says, in English, please give me money. Americans, donate to me. I'll give it back to you later. Poland's getting ready to divide it with Russia. That's how this stuff works. And now Poland's come out and said they're not giving them weapons. Poland's come out and said, you owe us trillions of dollars for the millions of Poles you helped kill when Ukraine was the main Nazi base in that area of Europe. And they give standing ovations to a top Nazi in the Canadian parliament. I mean, you can't make this up. I always just noticed wherever the ADL is, If you just, like, put a blindfold on and start touching, oh, an actual SS officer? Oh, an actual Nazi collaborator? Oh, you know, oh, Schwarzenegger said he loved Hitler. Oh, it's like, you look at the ADL and it's like, they're not Nazis, but they've got a Nazi fetish. I mean, if you're a real Nazi and you lined up 30,000 Jews and you, like this SS officer did, that they had standing ovation, he was one of the main leaders in one day that killed 30,000 Jews and shoved them in a pit. And the ADL goes, we love you. That, thank you, sir. Oh, love it. Because I guess that then drives all the Jews down to Israel. And that's the secret of any of these mafias. It's like the FBI lets Islamics in to carry out terror. The FBI gets to take over society. And then, you know, backdoor deals with Zionists and Hitler. He persecutes the Jews, makes them go to Palestine. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. So, Pentagon starting to restrict flow of military aid to Ukraine as money runs out. Poland holds up Ukraine EU membership based on Ukrainian World War II atrocities. By the way, pull up the Nazi again. New listeners may have tuned in and thought, what? Canada gave a standing ovation to an SS officer that ran the key brigade that in just one massacre shot in a ravine 30,000 Jews over a week, men, women, and children, and then buried them with bulldozers? And then Zelensky goes and opens a Holocaust museum at that site a few years ago, and then has a standing ovation for the guy, as if everybody doesn't know that Ukraine was on the side of the Nazis in World War II. But that's how dumb the system thinks you are. In fact, I'm surprised they don't just take the video down on Twitter or Facebook and say it's fake news. But it's not fake news. So there's a weird relationship, not with your average Zionist out there that just is pro-Jew, pro-Israel, but the leadership and the founding of the Rothschilds, a very sick Hitler relationship going on. Very disgusting. We'll find that clip. We'll play it. It's all over the place. Just type in Nazi given standing ovation, Nazi Canadian Parliament. It was a big story. I know later they'll take it off the internet and say it doesn't exist. Go ahead and roll the clip. Here it is. Let's just stop there. We're going to come back. You know, it doesn't exist. I made up a fake news. We can't play. It's fine. Fake news. I've been caught again. George Soros wasn't a Nazi collaborator. Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't tell Rolling Stone he loves Hitler. His dad was an SS officer. Zelensky didn't have a top, you know, SS guy thing. It didn't happen. It's all true. Everything's fine, folks. Drink your fluoride. Take your shots. Hell, take more shots. Just everything's wonderful. We're going to start hour number three. And we got Laura Limmer coming up. Steve Bannon's coming up. And a lot more. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.